News just in, the government is to make €8.3 billion in additional resources available for use in budget 2025. It's last before the next general election. €1.4 billion of that money is to be spent on funding tax cuts and €6.9 billion to be used for increased expenditure. It means the total spending will rise by 6.9% in 2025, once again breaching the government's own national spending rule, which is supposed to limit overall annual spending increases to 5%. Environment Minister Eamon Ryan is just out of cabinet meeting and is in our Aireachtas studio. Eamon Ryan, good afternoon. Thanks for speaking to us this lunchtime.
Good afternoon, Guy.
The acting chair of the Fiscal Advisory Council, which was set up to make sure you don't crash the economy again, on Radio 1 earlier said, "I don't think it's a case of we have it, so we have to spend it." Why are you breaking your own rules, overspending again?
Well, I agree with him. We're not spending it all. We are putting aside some €6 billion for that very reason, that would be irresponsible. But we also have existing levels of services, particularly in the healthcare area, where we're not going to turn people away at hospital or say, sorry, the list is closed. So we do have to meet those needs. There will be modest increases in indexation of tax, you mentioned there, and other issues. Minister Chambers and Minister Pascal Donoghue will set out the full details, so I don't want to preempt what they're about to say at their press conference. But the first most important point is the one that we are putting aside €6 billion for the very reason that the Fiscal Advisory Council says we should.
Yes, and that news conference taking place very shortly. After the Fianna Fáil, Ardesh, you were reported as having told Micheál Martin that he had made too many promises, that he'd spent €2 billion at that Ardesh weekend alone. Do you trust your coalition partners now not to overspend even more than this ahead of the election?
I do. I think this has been a good government in managing very difficult economic circumstances in the last 4 years. What I also said to him and to the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, that we have to make sure that this last budget under this government has the same characteristics of the previous four, that it protects the most vulnerable first, that we do make sure that the people in the lowest incomes through redistribution in the budget are protected most. And that's the most important test for us. The rest of the expenditure, and it is a balancing act. You obviously listen to the Fiscal Advisory Council, but also you recognise we have pressure with our demographics. We have a growing population, probably far faster than had been expected over recent years. And we do have to meet the needs that brings as well.
Separately, Ireland's greenhouse gas emissions fell by 6.8% last year, the largest ever single year reduction, bringing emissions to their lowest level for three decades, according to that EPA report this morning. It's 1 year and it's still a long way off meeting the targets to reduce emissions by over a half by 2030, especially in transport. You need to move more quickly to implement your own policies. Do you accept that?
Absolutely. But we're moving at least in the right direction and quite significantly last year. Like had I said to you 4 or 5 years ago, indeed, when I spoke to my government colleagues, that we could introduce or deliver something like a 7% annual reduction, people would have said, well, you're never going to do that. That's not possible. It is possible. And we have done it. And we need to keep doing it year in, year out. We are in a race. We're in a race to cut out climate emissions. Firstly, to protect our future, to protect our children's future against runaway climate change. But also we're in a race because other countries and other economies will do this too. And the economic advantage will go to countries that are good at it. I have an interesting phone call later on this afternoon. I'm talking to my colleague Ed Miliband, the UK, the new UK Energy and Climate Secretary. And we know where they're going to go. They're going to invest in decarbonisation, in cutting out the pollution, okay, and creating new jobs in the back of it. And I'm convinced we can do the same here. We can win that race. Ireland can be good at this.
In your own area, in transport, the second biggest emitter, emission actually went up very slightly. Aviation fuel rose to almost record levels last year. And according to the SEAI, petrol and diesel use returned to almost pre-COVID levels. And the EV, the electric vehicle targets, are unlikely to be met by 2030, 25% down in the same period last year.
Yes, and that's why transport, I've always said transport's probably going to be the most difficult. A lot of people kind of say, oh, agriculture is going to be the hardest. I don't think it is. The fact that agriculture emissions dropped some 5% last year and no loss of income because of that to Irish farmers shows that there is a way forward there. But you're right, transport is much more challenging because it's in ingrained patterns over many, many decades. We've created a very car-dependent culture and a very sprawled planning system. So we need to start investing, which we are doing, in public transport, in active travel, and really good design, putting the houses close to public good public transport systems, so we can make this switch, but do it in a way where it's not punitive, it's not wagging the finger at people, but it's actually creating a better transport system. Because the last thing, the reason why we do it, yes, for climate, but also a car-based system when everyone's in car, it's not against the people in the cars, but if everyone's driving, it doesn't work for anyone. Just get gridlock.
In Energy Minister, we're importing a lot more of our power. So the carbon being burnt isn't being counted here because it's being burnt somewhere else. We're still responsible for those emissions, but not accountable. Is that not misleading?
Well, no, it is government policy, and I've been very proud to push interconnection with our neighbours. We benefit from that. We're able to balance our power and burn less. And this year, next year, we'll see another power line connecting us with the UK, and then the following year, one with France.
But it's still being burnt somewhere else.
Yes, but by the not having to have so large a spinning reserve, for example, when we're connecting into France, we would be getting relatively low carbon French nuclear coming in that helps lower our emissions and theirs. But similarly, one of the things I'll be saying to Ed Miliband later on this afternoon, both islands can benefit when you share, because when you share, then you need less backup power burning gas or oil or any other fossil fuels. So interconnection and reliance and collaboration with your neighbours is one of the ways you can make this new economy work.
Eamon Ryan, Minister for Transport and Climate Change, thank you very much for speaking with us on the programme today.